15. She worried how she'd find him, depressed and brooding, angry and dismissive. Whatever his reaction, she couldn't blame him for it. His life had been disrupted, again. His morality questioned, again. His privacy shattered, not only by the police, but people like Heather, again. She prepared herself to be understanding, which might mean firm and matter-of-fact, or supportive and sympathetic. She didn't expect to find him in the kitchen, working at a clustered island with a look of exasperation on his face and a bulb of garlic in his hand. Well, what's going on here? Chaos, which is apparently what happens when I try to cook. She set aside the plate of brownies. You're cooking? Try is the operative word. She found the trying both sweet and positive. What are you trying? Some chicken and rice thing? He shoved at his hair, scowled down at the mess he'd made. I got it off the internet under Cooking for Morons. She came around the island, studied the printout of the recipe. Looks good. Want some help? He turned the scowl on her. Since I qualify as a moron in this area, I should be able to handle it. Great. Mind if I get a glass of wine? Go ahead. You can pour me one, too. In a freaking tumbler. Though she found cooking relaxing, she understood the frustrations of the novice or very sometimes cook. What inspired this domestic bliss? She asked as she got out glasses, wine glasses, despite his comment. His eyes narrowed as she slipped into the butler's pantry for the wine. Are you looking for a kick in the ass? Actually, I'm looking for a nice Pinot Grigio, she called out. Ah, here we go. I hope I'm invited to dinner, she continued as she brought the bottle back to the kitchen. It's been a while since anyone cooked for me. That was the idea. He watched her uncork the wine she'd very likely stocked herself in the wine cooler. Is 911 on speed dial? Yes, she gave him a glass and a friendly kiss on the cheek. And thank you. Don't thank me until we rule out kitchen fire and food poisoning. Willing to risk both, she sat upon a stool, enjoyed her first sip of wine. When is the last time you cooked anything that didn't come out of a can or a box? Certain smug people smirk at food from cans and boxes. We do. Shame on us. He turned his frown back on the garlic bulb. I'm supposed to peel and slice this garlic. Okay. When he just stared at her, she shifted, picked up the knife. I'll demonstrate the procedure. She tugged off a clove, held it up, then, setting it on the cutting board, gave it a kind of smack with the flat of the knife. The peel slid off, easy as a stripper's breakaway. Once she'd sliced it, she handed him back the rest of the bulb and the knife. Got it? Yeah, more or less. We had a cook when I was growing up. We always had a cook. Never too late to learn. You might even like it. I don't think that's going to happen, but I ought to be able to follow a recipe for morons. I have every faith. He mimicked her slicing procedure, and he felt marginally more hopeful when he didn't cut off a finger. I know your superior amusement when I'm standing in it. But it's superior and affectionate amusement. Affectionate enough, I'll teach you a trick. What trick? A quick and easy marinade for that chicken. Fear and loathing of the very idea echoed in his voice. It doesn't say anything about a marinade. It should. Hold on a minute. Rising, she went to the walk-in pantry. It gave her a jolt, seeing everything mixed up, out of order, jumbled. Then she remembered the police. Saying nothing, she picked up a bottle of liquid margarita mix. I thought we were drinking wine. And so we are. The chicken is going to drink this. Where's the tequila? She laughed. Not this time. Actually, the chicken I use for tortilla soup drinks the tequila, but this one just gets the mixture. She got out a large bag, slid the chicken inside, dumped the liquid in the bag, sealed the bag, turned it a few times. That's it. That's it. That's all. That part should have been for morons. I could have done that. Next time you will. It's good on fish, too, just FYI. When she said again, he went back to focusing on slicing garlic and not his fingers. The police were here today, all day, executing a search warrant. He glanced up. And you already knew. That they were here, yes. I assumed the search. Reaching across the island, she brushed her fingers over his wrist. I'm sorry, Eli. After they left, I went through a couple of the rooms, put things back together. It started pissing me off again, so I decided to do something else. Don't worry about any of that. I'll take care of it. He only shook his head. He intended to do a couple of rooms at a time until the house was back to normal. Bluff House and everything in it were his responsibility now.